Welcome back, folks. It's your boy. Oh, wait. I'm not Looch. Whoops.
Hey, guys. Well done, Belly. Potts, did you see me giving you the quiet song?
No, it was away.
That was really good. All right, so I don't know. We weren't able to tell you that your volume was on the same volume as that ad. So I'm sitting here going, be quiet. Because anyway, we'll tell you later. All right, very good.
You did a good job
either way. folks, let's get into, would you like to hear...
We're finishing the story, the pizza story.
Well, okay, yeah, but I was trying to figure out where to go from there because I have so much to get to. And of course, we have a show again on Friday, which is really nice. I got a whole sheet full of stuff. What Belly and I have been starting to do is just anytime something funny comes up, we write it down.
You got to take notes.
You
got to
take notes.
That's how, yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're going to be taking safety breaks and cutting down Christmas trees all week, you're not going to remember them.
That was, you know, it's funny. People compliment me on my memory all the time because I can remember up to 12. People are like, aren't you writing any of this stuff?
Oh, that drives me nuts when waiters do that.
No, I'm not writing. But here's I come back with your 12 drinks and all of them are correct.
Oh, you get it right. I'm giving you a better tip.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it does annoy me because when I'm like, yeah, you know, I'd like, you know, the breakfast scrambled eggs with a side of bacon. And I'm like, dude, it's cool that you're not writing it down, but if you fuck up my order, I'm going to be royally pissed.
Oh, you're
right. You get no leeway with me if you're not going to write it down. I'm sorry. Sure. Like, it's...
From the Social Media Lounge, one woman, one wheel. There's a place near me that charges $18 for an artisanal pizza, and that's really the max. Artisanal, fine. If you're giving me Pizza Hut cardboard bullshit...
Right.
The guy, I mean, literally, I said to the guy, I said, guy, I can't spend $21 on a pizza. I can't justify that. And he goes...
So get a small.
Okay.
Which is now $15.99.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I know. Still $15.99. And then I started telling Belly, I'm going to have to tip this guy. It's going to end up being $25. You know what kind of a meal I could have for $25?
I like how Looch is like telling this 16-year-old making $10.50 an hour.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Afford, you know? Yeah. He's like, I just can't justify that in my life right now. I'm sorry. The guy's like, So
did you want to order it? Or?
It?
He's like,
I just got really baked in the back. Yeah. We're smoking some serious trees in the back, sir. You're fucking up my vibe.
Oh man. So actually, I said I was going to talk about the venue owner. Maybe we'll do that on Friday. I wanted to tell you guys the note.
Hey, did you not order the pizza?
No,
what the hell?
No, I didn't order that pizza. Are you kidding me?
He just said, nah, you know, I'm good.
I can't, dude. Maybe I'll come in and pick it up or something. But there's no Potts. Imagine what kind of food you could get for $25.
Yeah, I'll just tell you what you could get at Marinate, like three separate meals. Actually, for $21, you could get three medium-sized bowls that will feed three people. And it's infinitely better quality.
I think if you go in to pick it up, you should get it for like $12.
You should.
You should get the $4 back.
This is my problem, okay?
You should take that $4 delivery fee and you get it.
The problem with Pizza Hut, or the business model, supposedly, is that everyone knows you're not getting a top quality pizza, but it's based on volume. They can offer a very competitive price because they are pumping out volume.
Well, apparently not.
They're more expensive than an artisanal pizza. What's the point? I mean, literally, they're going against their own business model. And you do. When you have people going all the way through the ordering process and then being like, at the final minute, being like, whoa, no thanks. That is a massive problem for a company.
Because I'm pretty passive. And for me to be like, wait a minute, excuse me. Yep. That means it really had to like jerk me out
of
my...
And let's be honest, you have the money. I mean, you could easily do it and justify it if you wanted to. Like you said, you're like, look, I only do this once every few months. You know, I'm sitting here. I'm watching Netflix. I'm by myself again on a Friday night. I'm alone. I'm hungry. You know, I'm going to share. This will probably be three meals for me because I don't have anyone to share it with. Did I mention I'm by myself? I don't have a girlfriend.
And
I'm
probably going to
cry myself to sleep.
And I'm hangry because I'm lonely. You know, my hanger is getting even worse because I'm so lonely, you know.
It's all right. You know what? That guy saved you heartburn and a rough night of sleep.
You're damn right he did. Because imagine what I could have bought for $25 and go to a real sit-down restaurant and get a 12-ounce steak.
That is a sit-down restaurant price for some shitty cheese pizza. Get your head out of your ass.
Belly, here's my problem.
Pizza Shack.
And here, Pizza Shack, nice. Here's my problem.
Potts relentless from the Social Media Lounge.
Potts is relentless, and he should be. Because
as a business owner that's in the food business, it is really upsetting to hear stuff like that.
I would just say Potts is right on the head of like where you're making customers pay to cover margins, and cost and things like that. And the fact that they're charging $18 for a pizza now tells you they're not doing so hot.
Yep.
Absolutely. And this is the reason that I wanted to bring this up, because they're going to die because of this. All I'm predicting within 20 years, within 20 years, here's what the world is going to look like. Movies are going to be an hour. Okay. There will be no stores. You will not be going into stores. And I'm virtual telling you right now, meals are going to be costing like $40 in order for them to have a brick and mortar building. Restaurants are going to be wrecked. I was talking to my mom who's down at the beach. They're popping up at the Outer Banks. They're popping up all these grocery stores out of nowhere. They're just coming up. And she's like, my God, why are there so many grocery stores? There's only so many people here. Because people are wanting to stay in and cook with their families instead of go out and spend a lot of money at these restaurants.
And thank you for that segue. I mean, so I just started this diet called the keto diet. Literally, I'm on day two. First off, let me start by saying I don't want to preach, and I've watched every food documentary there is. Do yourself a favor. I'm not asking you to diet. I'm just saying watch The Magic Pill on Netflix. It will at least make you think twice about things that you're eating and maybe adjust your diet a little bit. But you're 100% right. And like, so the whole point of this diet is no sugar, no carbs. Oh, no. And it's really, what? I mean, you can eat, dude. Oh, Luch, you would love it though. You can eat, you can't eat pasta, but you can eat meat. You can, I mean, you can eat real food. And I mean, it's, I'm making smoothies. Last night I made chocolate peanut butter cups. But the whole thing is like you basically make a lot of the stuff yourself because you can't get you realize that you can't get real food. The things going on in grocery stores are scary. There are about 60,000 items or SKUs in a grocery store, and I think it was 55,900 of them have sugar, have high fructose corn syrup, have carbs that immediately turn into sugar when it gets to your body. And like, again, I know I sound like some LA douche right now.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Well, okay. They have this thing called the keto flu. So when you're transitioning into this diet, literally have flu-like symptoms, which are equivalent to drug withdrawals because your body is purging sugar. Dude, sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine. I've been an addict. I've done every drug, you know, and I'm telling you, like, it's scary what's going on in food.
When I knocked out carbs, Potts, I've never felt this in my life. I knocked out pasta, bread, potatoes, and rice. And I tell you, on a cheat day after 1 week, I went and got just like 2 junior cheeseburgers from Wendy's because I didn't have any time to get anything else and I had to eat something. And I'm weird about food. I'm weird about meat. You guys know me and my bread to meat ratios and stuff. Oh, dude. When I was like on these withdrawals, I shoved that shit in my mouth and it was down within 2 seconds.
Like a crackhead.
Crackhead, man. My body needed it.
You know, and Jessica Jones, who congratulations, just won $100. She's got a major case of celiac disease. And I'm telling you, she has to call restaurants in advance before we go and to make sure they sterilize their kitchen. It actually says gluten free. Yeah. Is it actually gluten free? I'm telling you, she can't even be in the same room as gluten. And it's, And that is the body screaming for a healthy diet. Like it's actually a good thing. I mean, I'm sure she hates her life with it, but it's a good thing because it forces you to eat healthy. And if you're considering doing any kind of diet, here's the key. And I mean, you're talking about a guy that, look, I have a commercial kitchen. I can meal prep. If I can't meal prep, no one can. But you have to just plan ahead. If you plan ahead and make a few meals in advance, and like I just ordered some snacks. I literally ordered some snacks off Amazon, like prepackaged snacks.
Bye-bye stores. There go your stores, one woman, one wheel. I told you.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm telling you. So I'm ordering my snacks and stuff and certain ingredients off Amazon. I'll go. And there are, look, even Pavilions or Vons has some stuff that I can get, but it's all ingredients to make my own food. I cannot go into Vons or into a grocery store and get a prepackaged keto friendly meal unless it's like a Whole Foods, obviously.
Not only are you relentless in this
and amazing
fight, but your social media launch would also like to point out that you're relentless in Luch being lonely. Yeah. We also have can confirm from some major heartburn and terrible night's sleep after eating a medium pizza last night.
That is true.
Woman with One Wheel says stores aren't going away.
Yes, nope. They are. It's coming. You just watch.
And thanks, Joe Bezos. Evans, just like Demolition Man, Taco Bell wins the restaurant wars, and we'll all be eating Taco Bell in 2020.
No.
Social media.
I don't think stores are going away, but Taco Bell is, hopefully. But, I mean, when I'm at the grocery store yesterday, and I'm leaving the grocery store and I'm like, what? And because I'm like kind of on my phone, I'm sitting eating and I can't turn onto the road. I realize I can't turn on the road because I accidentally got into a line for McDonald's that was right next to the grocery store. There was a line coming all the way out of the damn parking lot.
Potts, when I came out to visit you, how long? I got out of the line in the car to get In-N-Out Burger. Right. So I went out and I went into the store while you sat in line in the car.
I've seen those lines. It's crazy.
Right. And for the record, In-N-Out, like the keto friendly diet, I can go to In-N-Out and get I forget what it's called, but it's wrapped in lettuce. And so you could get a burger wrapped in lettuce with no of that shitty ketchup that's full of sugar, but you can eat. I mean, you can eat on this diet. You just can't eat garbage.
It's funny because you can eat, but your body is going to be craving and craving. So it's not like it's going to be easy, but good luck to you.
It's not. The first week is rough.
It will be. I've went through it. That's tough.
We have another comment from the social media lounge. They think it will be opposite and homes will become tiny and grocery stores will mostly go away. But it will all be fast food stations where you will be forced to pay and pay for stop at the chip in your hand.
No, pay for slop.
Pay for slop with a chip built into your hand.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I will
there
say
should.
I
there should be a slop tax. There should be a slop tax.
I couldn't eat a burger. I couldn't
fat tax is what we call it.
Yeah.
Fat tax? 100%.
Yeah.
I know.
We can laugh and joke, but the biggest issue in our country is the healthcare system. And honestly, it wouldn't even be an issue. The way to beat around all that is to just start eating healthy. We wouldn't even need half the stuff that we go to hospitals for. All right, go. Then go. If you got so much shit to talk about, asshole. Sorry for having an opinion, Looch.
Soylent Green.
All right, now we can do that better. What just happened is I said to Brax, can you go to Potts' camera? Don't do it now. When he went to Potts' camera, I gave Potts, let's go, wrap it up. And then Potts said,
GFY.
Excuse me. Now, just remember, this is why I want to have you run a show once, and I want to have you run a show again.
I don't want to run a show.
I know you don't. You just want to go off until you can't go off anymore.
Exactly. Thank you.
Which you do an amazing job at, but I do want to finish the show like we usually do. My whole goal, just so you guys know, the only reason I'm telling Potts to wrap it up is not because he's not doing a good job. He's killing it, and he's relentless, and I love it. The reason I do that is because I want to make sure we have enough time to finish with something to put a smile on your face. I always want to end with fun. Apparently, I'm a whiny baby. That's fine. But I want to end with a smile on your face, you know? So I feel like Potts is really fired up right now. So why don't I tell him a joke?
Got it.
Better be good.
Joke up.
This better be good. I have a feel. It comes at my expense, so I have a feeling you'll like it.
Keep talking.
Potts. Oh.
First of all, Social Media Lounge, thank you for hanging out all day today. Congrats again to Miss Jessica Jones. We are proud of you. Thank you, and good luck to everybody on Friday. So, Bobby McKee's is a dueling piano bar.
Mm-hmm.
So they have two pianos right across from each other, and they have mirrors set up so that the audience can see the pianists' fingers while they play. They also have a TV camera from directly above shooting down below onto the pianos so you can get like a bird's eye view. And it's really neat. You have a lot of talented people that come in. You got to be on your game if you're going to play piano because people are going to be like, play this. And you're going to be like, sure.
Right.
You're
only as good as your song list, basically.
Very, very well said. And you're not reading music here. You just got to be able to go with it and jam it out. Yeah. And so...
It's not to interrupt, but would you consider doing that as like a? I mean, I guess you don't need the money now, but I could see you totally doing that.
The guy that ran it asked me to come out and see one, and then if we had time at the end of the night, I'll let you get up. And then if you do well, we'll pull you on and bring you as part of the team. And
You'd rock it.
I wonder if I would. I mean, I would be good at it, but I would have to really start working as a musician again and building my set list up. I haven't done it, but you're right. I appreciate the compliment. As rare as it is. So
take them when I can get them.
It's
a Looch compliment sandwich. I like to break you down and then build you up and
then take a big old bite out of you.
So I get up and I play, and this all speaks to play to the crowd. That is not, I am not Guns N' Roses. 311 doesn't have to play to the crowd. 311 will go out and they can play a deep track and people will be like, what is this? And then somebody in the crowd will be like, it's one of their deep tracks. And they'll be like, oh shit, this is tight.
And, No one would have to ask because everyone there would know. Oh my God, they haven't played this song in since in like 83, you know, like or whatever.
Now, Belly, you're going to Bobby McKee's soon, right?
I'm going to Bobby McKee's on Saturday. Yeah,
it's a great time. Potts, you'd love it. It's a lot of fun.
I've been before.
We literally, on a side note, we have an event on Thursday, a Yelp Elite event at Howl at the Moon, which is the exact same thing. It's going to be 150 elite Yelpers. And we're giving out Marinade. It's going to be so dope.
Good for you.
Oh, yes, right. Sir.
Take some video if you can. We'll play it on the show.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be for fun. Sure.
So anyway, so I'm excited to play. I'm young. I'm a young buck. I'm like 23. And I'm really excited to do this, but I'm nervous as fuck. And I go and I get myself hammered. They don't put me, dude, they don't put me on the stage until like 1 o'clock in the morning. And the best part about it, we got there at 9:00. And I've got my friends all showed up to watch. This is back when like friends used to like come out and do stuff. And so then it was like, they all came to watch. And oh, by the way, my numero uno at the time, who was single and knew I was crushing, she showed up at like 10 o'clock. And they're like, we'll hopefully get you on at the end. I'm nervous. I'm playing host. I'm being me. I'm a pit bull. I'm running around. I'm getting hammered on tequila.
Right. And there's nothing worse than just sitting there for 3 hours waiting for your turn. It's
it almost becomes like this is like my thing to do. So I just keep hammering shots and drinks and I'm a mess. So I get up. They finally 1 o'clock in the morning and they go, OK, let's get Adam up here. And I'm like, oh, shit. What? Me? OK.
It's time.
I've
never stayed up past 10 p.m. So yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on,
let alone played music. So, I mean, I'm a mess and I get up and I have to go and revert back to whatever I know best. And I am not playing to the crowd because what I know best is depressing ass shit. So I play like Drops of Jupiter by Train.
That's a
boner back in the atmosphere. Drops of Jupiter in my head. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
And at that moment, I got that many words out because I'm singing too. I got that many words out. A girl who's also hammered. She comes up on stage, and all I see, because I'm jamming, I'm playing tunes, all I see is a hand in my corner of my eye with a note. I'm in the middle of a song.
Oh, God.
And it says,
you suck.
Can you play something that doesn't make me want to kill myself? How do you handle that on stage? And I had to finish the rest of the song. I'm like...
You showed me a song yesterday that was super depressing that I'd never heard
okay,
before.
Okay, I was going to end the show there. Hold on. Social media lounge.
I might need some help here because I've never heard of this band. I've never heard this song ever in my life.
First of all, I was going to say balls to the girl for handing a live pianist a note telling you, you suck, play something better.
Right.
However, have you ever heard of the band Potts, Ben Folds 5?
Yeah.
And what's their most famous song?
If you sang it, I could tell you.
She's
don't remember.
And I'm drowning slowly.
Yeah, right.
Brick. Am I
up
right?
Off the coast and I'm going nowhere. They're actually touring with Everclear. They're playing in LA like this week.
Never heard of it.
He calls bullshit. He's like, he actually said, Looch, I feel like you could put something together better than that in our studio.
I thought Looch could have done a 100% better job than that band.
I'm getting blown with compliments terrible today. This is amazing.
I think they're terrible. Looch could crush that song and be way better.
I love you guys. Thank you. It has been a lot of fun. We've got to go. We'll give away $100 on Friday in just 2 days. Potts, get us out of here.
That's all I got. See you guys in a couple days. Have a good afternoon. You can kindly go fuck yourselves.
There he goes. Matty Potts from the Santa Monica Newsroom. Today was a lot of fun, and I've had a blast with you guys. Belly's got to get us out of here. What do you got for the people, dude?
If I'm not here on Friday, it's because I was arrested in riots in D.C. on Thursday night. So if I don't see you Friday, have a good day. But I plan on being here, so I'll see you then.
We are all Caps, C-A-P-S.
Caps, Caps, Caps.
Let's go. Rocking the red. Braxton Blues. Say goodbye to the people, my man.
Peace out.
We will see you guys on Friday. Good luck and congrats again to Jessica Jones for her $100. From everybody here at TTR Studios, it's your boys from Looch Dog in the Morning.
At LITMRadio.com.